Well, for me, it's been a while since I've given a class. Personal reasons are that today we are hearing prayers by Lord Brahma, and he is praying remorsefully to making aparads to Lord Sri Krishna. So we understand now that Brahma is the first entity in this material world, and from him all Vedic knowledge was imparted through his heart, and he disseminated that knowledge through the chain of disciplic succession, where now we are being fortunate enough to get this knowledge. However, we can see here that Lord Brahma, along with many other exalted personalities, had committed offenses to Lord Krishna. So if these great, 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 great personalities have made offenses, in my own humble way, I'm a bit afraid to try to impart any type of wisdom to the congregation of devotees here in this room today, because amongst all of the inhabitants of this material world, perhaps I am the most fallen and unqualified to speak about Krishna, about Krishna's pastimes. So I'm going to I'm having troubles reading. My eyes have deteriorated quite a bit, so I'm going to have this nice devotee. Oh, Maharaj is going to speak. Oh, that's even more auspicious for me. So, if you wouldn't mind, Maharaj.
Shreya Srim Mata Kadeva Kriyo
Shreya Sritim Bhakti Mudarshyate Vibho
Shreya
kim bhaktim yasyam go
krishyanti kevala bodhalabhaye
krishyanti kevala bodhalabhaye
esam asau krishanaye vasishyate
esam asau krishanaye vasishyate
namyam yatha shulatu savahatinam
supreme benefit, sritim, the path, bhaktim, devotional service, udasya, rejecting, te, they, vibhu, O Almighty Lord. Kalishyanti, struggle, ye, who, kevala, exclusively, bodha, of knowledge, labhaya, for the advancement, tesam, for them, Asu, this, kelasala, botheration, eva, merely, shrishyate, remains, na, nothing, anyat, others, yata, just as stihulatusya empty husks avaghantaye avagyantinanam for those who are beating. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. My dear Lord, devotional service unto you is the best path for self-realization. If someone gives up that path and engages in the cultivation of speculative knowledge, he will simply undergo a troublesome process and will not achieve his desired results. As a person who beats an empty husk of wheat cannot get grain, one who simply speculates cannot achieve self-realization. His only gain is trouble. Purport. Loving service to the Supreme Person is a natural and eternal function of every living entity. If a person renounces his own constitutional functions and instead laboriously seeks so-called enlightenment through impersonal speculative knowledge, his result is simply the trouble and bother that comes from following an artificial process. A fool may beat an empty husk, not knowing that the grain has already been removed. Similarly, foolish is the person who throws his mind again and again into the pursuit of knowledge without surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is very substance and goal of knowledge, just as grain is the substance and goal of the entire agricultural efforts. Vedic knowledge, or indeed material science, without the personality of Godhead, is exactly like an empty and useless husk of wheat. One may argue that the practicing yoga or cultivating impersonal knowledge, one can acquire prestige, wealth, mystic powers, or even impersonal liberation. But these so-called gains are actually useless because they do not situate the living being in his constitutional position of loving service to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, such results, being superfluous to the living being, essentially nature, are impermanent, and stated in the Nisringa Puranas, Patresu Puspesu Palamtoi Yesu Akarita Labhyasu Vivadi Vasya Satu Bhaktya Salabhyate Puruse Purane Muktiakim. Since the primeval personality of Godhead is easily attained by offering him such things as a leaf, flower, fruits, and water, which are all found without difficulty, why does one need to endeavor for liberation separately. Although the process of devotional service to the Lord Krishna is very simple, it is extremely difficult for stubborn conditioned souls to completely, humbly, and humble themselves before the Supreme Personality of Godhead and absorb themselves 24 hours a day in His loving service. The mood of love service is anathem to belligerent conditioned souls, determined to defy God and enjoy. When such stubborn conditioned souls attempt to bypass surrendering to God through the proud attempts at philosophical speculation, austerities, and yoga, they are turned back to the material platform by the powerful laws of God and violently merge into the heaving ocean of insignificance called this material world. Om Agyanatmaranda Shagyananjana Salakaya Chakshusim Miritam Yena Tajmai Shri Garavi Nama Shri Chitanya Marmistam Srapitam Jena Bhutale Shwayam Rupa Kadamaya Panateswa Panatekam. So, Srila Prabhupada, when he came from India to the United States, he had a monumental task ahead of him, and that was to give us this literature, not just the Srimad Bhagavatam, but so many other books that gave insight into this science of self-realization. So, from personal experience, I came to Krishna consciousness very early in the history of ISKCON, and at that time we had no books, absolutely no books at all, except for this first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that Srila Prabhupada brought from India to the United States. Although it was written in grammatical imperfections in some cases, with that book he was able to transform the lives of so many young boys and girls like myself at that time. I was a very inquisitive boy, and I had many questions that I put forth to so-called learned individuals like in my Protestant upbringing, I asked my preacher in my church if Jesus is the only Son of God, then who am I? And then this caught my minister off guard, and he told me, he says, you are too young to ask such difficult questions at this time. But by nature, every living entity, they should be inquisitive. Unfortunately, our societies have trained us that we should use our inquisitive nature to inquire about mundane topics, topics that are useless and will only degradate our lives and cause us miseries. But the intelligent man would inquire, who am I? Where have I come from? And why am I here? And most of all, who am I? Who am I? Everyone, oh, if this question is asked today, it is put forth in any nation in this world, they will say, I am a man, I am a woman, I am an Indian, I am an American, I am a Chinese, I am a black, I am white. But this is a false realization of who am I. So if one wants to know where does knowledge begin, amongst all of us here, if I was to ask you, where is the beginning of knowledge? Who knows the answer? Atta Brahma Jigyasa. When one inquires about Brahman, and what is Brahman? Brahman is spirit. So we are not these material bodies. Unfortunately, we continually think that we are these material bodies, but the material body is made up of material elements. What are these elements? Yes, these are earth, water, fire, air, ether, such as this. So is this who you are? Are you water? Are you earth? Right? So what are you? You're a spirit soul, yes. And you are a spirit soul simply because someone has told you this? Or have you come to that stage of realization where you realize with certainty that you are not this body, but you are spirit soul? Right? So this dilemma, now we can see Lord Brahma. He was perplexed, and he is the most intelligent of all living entities in this material world. The first entity. Knowledge is all emanating from him, but he was deluded. And how and what caused him to be deluded? A little boy. A small little boy who was playing in the fields in this beautiful place of Vrindavan. And he wanted to test this boy. Oh yes, I will do this and I will do that. And I will test him, yes, to show me his supremacy. And very quickly, Lord Brahma realized the errors of his thinking. Krishna revealed himself along with all the other cowherd boys that were supposedly absconded by Lord Brahma. And he humbly fell and offered sublime and wonderful prayers to Krishna, begging for forgiveness. Indra, how many times did Indra make offenses towards Lord Krishna? So these personalities are so exalted that for us to come here and sit on this Vyasasan means that we must be a representative of Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva is who? Vyasadeva is Krishna, but Vyasadeva was the compiler of the Vedas. And he wanted everyone to have the opportunity to understand him. It's not so easy. We have been endeavoring some for a short period of time, some for more years than others, but in reality, since we've been here in this material world, which is an unfathomable amount of time, slowly we have been trying to progress and answer these questions of who am I, where have I come from, where am I going, and why am I here? And life after life, what does it say in Bhagavad Gita? Bahunam janmanamante. What's the remainder of that verse? Vasudevam sabmahatma. Yes. So this type of person who is very rare. So we are here, and dihinojmen yata dehi. So out of millions of living entities, there may be few who are endeavoring, just like here. The number of people in this room may be 50, and we may be endeavoring to obtain knowledge of the Absolute Truth. The degree in which we are endeavoring is also lesser or more depending on each of us as an individual. So that's why it takes birth after birth after birth after birth after birth. How many births have we taken? How many lifetimes have we transmigrated from one species of life to the next species of life until we come to this human form of life, which distinguishes us from all the other entities in this material world, because we are endowed with what? In this human form of life, we are endowed with inquisitiveness. We are endowed with the ability to reason and to ask questions. And it becomes up to us to resolve this dilemma of birth and death. I due to the circumstances that are presently facing the entire world, this COVID epidemic, now different strands of COVID are here and there, and India chose to kick out all of the foreigners from India. And I had to go back to America. And for me, it was a horrendous experience. I had very kind friends there. I was living in a $2 million house. Huge, big house. But my biggest fear was that I would die in America. I wanted to come here. Because it's much more advantageous to leave your body here. And there are things that are conducive for spiritual advancement. And we must seek out every one of these things that are very conducive. Living in a holy place, associating with like-minded people, coming to the temple, and we must endeavor to include these activities in our everyday life, because death is uncertain at any moment. We have seen our friends or people who suddenly die. So, who is going to be the next one to die in this room? You know? So, I will volunteer. But I don't know. Maybe Krishna has other plans for me. And, you know, we just have to be very resolute in our determination to make advancement. And Prabhupada always wanted us to finish up this material world and go back home. So if anyone has a question or something they want.
Like to be an independent thinking and use their brain and intelligence. So, you know, why can't they try to understand God with their own efforts? Because if you're just following somebody else's advice and teaching, then you're minimizing your ability to use your independent free thinking.
The reason is that along with these material bodies, we are also awarded 4 defects, right? And you know very well what those 4 defects are, along as all of us should know. What are the 4 defects? Once again, speak louder. Yes. 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 And imperfect senses means, first of all, we think we're these bodies. Right, so. And we have a tendency to cheat. Yes. So, for those reasons, Therefore, we must seek out someone who is beyond that mundane realization, who is full of knowledge. And that is the Paramahansa, the great souls. And that is Srila Prabhupada.
Well, due to our imperfect senses, what if we make a mistake or we're illusioned by somebody and we have a cheating propensity? So how do we know if we're being misled or not?
The fruit will be your reward. So Prabhupada says there are the cheater and the cheated. So some of us wish to be cheated. And if you want to be cheated, there are many people who will say, follow me. You know, we have so many educational institutions where people are being misled and fooled into thinking that this ideal or these types of education are going to improve. But what do they improve? They only improve animal propensities. And animal propensities are eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So go to university and get a master's degree and learn how to eat better than anybody, mate better than anybody. So, no. Don't do that. Okay?
When we hear nice devotees, living devotees, when we hear and see nice devotees, living their bodies, like dying of cancer, dying in an accident, dying of COVID. So people, they don't realize the importance of devotees of spiritual knowledge. How did this help you?
Yes. It's described that the passing of a devotee, we glorify the death of a devotee more than the birth. So, unfortunate to see someone whom we have some association die, but oh, what a glorious moment for that devotee. If they had been serious throughout their life and have prepared themselves for that moment when they leave their body, their consciousness, their thoughts are thinking of Krishna. And then they go back to Godhead.
Understanding that, Srila Prabhupada gave you a beautiful name, the Prabhupada task. When and how did you receive that name, and when did you join? When did you meet Srila Prabhupada?
I joined in 1968.
Where?
In Seattle. And on the day of my initiation, I was sitting at the fire, and Srila Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasan, chanting on the japa beads. And then when it was time to give names, I was silently praying, well, Prabhupada, please give me an easy name, because I never considered myself very intelligent. He says, Prabhupada, please give me easy name, easy name. And then the first boy to go up to get his beads, Prabhupada gave him his beads and asked, what are the four regulated principles? And then he said, your name is Sridhar. And then I said, oh, Sridhar, that's a pretty easy name. I can remember that, oh yes. And then the next boy to go up to get his beads, the same questions were asked. And Sridhar Prabhupada said, your name is Romharshan Sutta. And then I was, because at this time, as I told you, we had not many books, and these personalities hadn't heard of them. And I go, oh no, that's a hard name. What am I going to do, Prabhupada? Oh, please, please give me easy name. Of course, I wasn't verbally saying it, but these were thoughts in my mind. And then it was my turn. And then Prabhupada called me up. He asked me what the four regulated principles were. How many rounds a day am I going to chant? And was I able to follow these? And I said, yes, Prabhupada, I can do all of those things. Then he says, good. Your name is Gopal. G-O-P-A-L. So, he spelled my name. And then he says, is that okay? And I said, yes, Prabhupada, thank you so much.
Did your company name start with G?
No.
What are your company?
Charles.
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 It looks like a G, it's a C.
We have been through innumerable births and deaths in this material world, but we have the opportunity now that this is our last. So, are you going to take birth again? Or is this your last birth? This is your last birth. Then what must you do?
Remember God.
Huh?
Remember Krishna.
And how?
By chanting the holy name of the Lord.
Yes, that's a good way. So we go through stages in our development, sadhana bhakti. We have rules and regulations and we follow. And then we raganuga bhakti. And then we develop more and more and more and more attachment to Krishna, where our minds and our souls are completely absorbed. And then when that moment of death comes, whenever it comes, then what will you be thinking?
Krishna.
You'll be thinking Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, and then you will go back to Godhead. So my prayers to all of you. Please make this your last birth. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.